T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to talk to Ron Howard. He's got a new show on the Paramount Network called 68 Whiskey. And whatever else is happening in his world, talk to Ron Howard at 8.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Floorcraft. Floorcraft in San Francisco is proud to introduce Hunter Douglas window treatments to their product offering. Get a $250 instant savings with your Hunter Douglas purchase today. Visit them in-store or online at floorcrafthome.com. That's floorcrafthome.com. All right, so you become a parent. You love your kids so much. You don't want anything to happen to your kid.
Nothing.
You certainly don't want to be sitting there watching something bad happen to your kid.
Oh,
you want to care for that child.
Right.
And then, of course, there's the... show a little self-control and maybe don't get involved in a high school wrestling match. This story's everywhere, and I missed it yesterday. I didn't have a chance to get to it. So, I wrestled in high school, so I understand. Wrestling is gnarly. Yeah. Like, at my school in Irvine, where I grew up, the football players used to say, "We do wrestling so that football practice is easy." Because it's so hard to get in shape for wrestling practice.
Right.
They make you cut weight to the point where you're...
Anyway. To get the biggest possible guy into the smallest possible weight class.
Exactly right. So it's a thing. Wrestling's hard. Mm. And anyway, two high school kids were wrestling at a meet in Kannapolis, North Carolina on Saturday when one of the kids did a move the ref called illegal. Oh. He lifted the other kid up and slammed him down on his head and neck.
Oh.
Out of nowhere, the other kid's dad sprinted out of the crowd and tackled the wrestler for doing the illegal move.
Yeah.
So dad decided...
He could have freaking paralyzed his son.
Yeah, but you can't. You can't do that.
Well, sometimes some snaps.
I know, but you can't do... You can't...
Obviously, like father, like son, let's put him in wrestling.
Jump
get some of that aggression
out of the stands and tackle the other wrestler.
I
That's just
like
not
you
enough.
Can.
Okay,
I
so then what happens... When the other wrestler's dad goes...
Well, then now it's on.
Right.
Now we got ourselves a good old-fashioned brawl. This is what I paid for. All right, let's watch this happen.
So suddenly it's the Hatfields and McCoys.
Yeah, sounds good. That's funny.
Just a good old family fight.
Just a good old boys.
And I mean it. Anyway, the dad's been arrested. Barry Jones of Harrisburg, North Carolina, was arrested for simple assault and disorderly conduct for getting involved in his son's wrestling match.
Just the one guy the other father didn't get?
The other father didn't had self-control or just wasn't there.
Oh, he didn't come down.
I'm just saying,
that's too bad.
What
I was hoping it would be like a whole
when you jump in and tackle a kid as a grown-up is now you're looking at a dad fight.
Yeah, which is what I'm looking for.
Well...
I'm looking at it because I was looking for it.
There's video of it, but I don't have that handy.
Well,
and
that's
not to
just
mention
not...
we're on radio.
I hope
so
that the kid who got dropped on his head and neck is okay.
Well, kids do bounce back fairly.
They do, but
well.
Still, even but some kids get injured and carry that with them for life.
Well, and that's what you know. Look, you got yourself into wrestling.
Yeah. Well, that guy shouldn't have done an illegal move, and that's why I attacked him. Hello.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. That tackle is no joke.
Wait,
here he
Dad?
Comes. Oh, boy. Dad
it's
is
like
not kidding.
Football tackle.
He comes running across
Full
the
tilt.
Mat and just throttles the kid who made the illegal move.
Wow, that kid could have had his neck snapped.
Yeah, I'm with you.
That was horrible.
I would have said, yeah, that dude is totally in the right.
Oh, my goodness.
Go get that kid. That kid needs to get taken out.
That's so...
Well, why didn't the ref do anything?
Well, he
the
was
ref
about
said it
to.
Was illegal.
No, the ref said it was illegal.
That's what I said.
Oh, okay.
Even the ref put his hand on his own head like, oh, my God.
Right. Well, you know, I mean, these things are happening in real time.
Yeah. Well, you see something happen to your kid like that, you're like, kill that other kid.
Well, that's what he did. He launched it.
I think it's wrong. He shouldn't have done it, but I can see why he did. I'd lose my mind, too, if I watched someone almost paralyze my child.
You got your boy into martial arts, mm-hmm. and he... Do they do full contact or they don't?
No, we do soft, light contact. However, people do things like this where you will do a full-on kick and some people get knocked out. You're not supposed to do that. That's against the rules.
Right. So you've never had to jump in? You've never been inspired to?
Did people have to jump in on you?
Dong was concussed before and he ended up coming back and winning, but they had to stop the fight for a few minutes and he sat down and...
Then he was mad. He's like, oh my God. You've done it.
At that point, he was fighting for his life. He didn't remember fighting anymore. He ended up winning, though. But, you know, these things happen. And as putting your kids in sports, you have to expect that kind of stuff to happen. And sure, the worst I'll do is grab Derek and be like, all right, let's get out of here. Don't do that. I'm not going to fight some kid for Derek. It only makes the matter worse and makes Derek look like a punk.
What you're bringing up is part of... It's sort of like when you see in the boxing when Mike Tyson lost his cool and bit that dude's ear. Like it's one of those things where somehow what you're doing is already aggressive and gnarly and hard, and then somehow it got even more real.
Win at all costs. Eat the guy's head. Just eat him. You can't beat him, eat him.
I'm sure everybody who's competed has that feeling like, we just hit another level here. I'm super mad.
Right.
I've lost
You know, the thing, too, though, I obviously this father should not have run in and tackled that child. Oh, see? He eats people. Told you. But I can see that. Like, you know, the thing that happened to Dong, the thing that this guy watched happen to his kid. Like, sometimes... You know, we are emotional creatures and we passionate, and also we snap.
Dad snapped.
He's watching this thing go on and he's, you know, his heart rate's up and he just sees red and goes.
The kid he tackles who done the illegal move isn't looking.
No.
So he takes it like he's been hit by a bus.
Right.
Sheesh.
Can I see the drop? Can you go back a hair?
Absolutely. It's pretty gnarly, the drop, too.
The kids, let's see.
Right here. Hold on. It's a suplex.
Oh, God. He really landed him on his head.
But the kid gets up, so he's not...
He falls right back down, though.
He didn't break his neck.
He's down.
Oh, see? No, he got into position to restart. Mm-hmm. That's a starting position where he got down on all fours.
He looks like he's trying to get up and falls back down. He's up, he's back down, boom, And in comes Dad, like a freight train.
The kid's probably like, Dad, come on!
Yeah.
Now he's viral.
Yeah. Yay. This is how I wanted to go viral, Dad.
That's my dad.
I've been on YouTube trying to go viral for 12 years, and now thanks to you.
Sarah, you may or may not know this, but guys are tough.
Oh, all guys?
Yeah. Although... They say here, 70% of men cry at movies.
Well, yeah. You can still be tough and cry at a movie. Well, just because you're tough. Listen, if you cry at a movie and you're tough, just beat up the guy who's giving you crap for it.
Exactly right.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Right, Bryn? I just don't understand. We really have, I mean, in the evolution of man, we've just come to this thing where, like, a tough guy can't cry or he feels like he's compromising his machismo if he does. You can be emotionally in touch with the world and also still be a tough person. Both can coexist.
82% of Americans have cried during a movie, including 91% of women and 71% of men, they say here. I think the kids unlocked my tears. I didn't cry at crap until I had kids. And actually, my buddy written me recently about something that I wrote about my kid, he was like, because he had kids late too, so he's sort of experienced. And this is my friend who lived in a fort in my apartment in Ocean Beach.
Oh.
He's the guy who walked in.
You've had more than one fort dweller.
Yes. He's the guy who walked in when I was with that cheerleader lady on my futon and ended where...
The wrestling match had gone bad and he was eating.
What did you just say?
I was thinking I was going to say it, but
I didn't even know she was going to say. What were you going to say?
Never mind.
How boxing matches go wrong and then
eating
Tyson
ears?
Starts eating
Anyway, my point is this guy had just said to me, he also, as an EMT and then an ambulance guy, a paramedic, and then he became a fireman. Mm. And he's seen it all, and he's done it all, and he's hero guy.
Yeah.
He's that guy. But he wrote me and said, I've been crying so much since I had these kids. It's unbelievable how little, like, unequipped I am for... Mm-hmm. This different reality.
You're perfectly equipped. You're in touch with your, and kids do that. Everything is bigger and harder and better and awesome and awful and
amplified.
Right
on all counts.
There it is. Amplified. That's the word. It's true.
Well,
I'd be worried about you if you didn't cry. I was worried about you before, but now I think you're just fine.
Oh, really?
You're coping.
Thanks.
Like a boss.
How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts. Fact.
Male elephants can control their male area the same way they can control their trunks. Like they can use it to swat flies. They can prop themselves up with it.
Can they wrap it around grass and pull out a clump?
I don't.
That's what they do with their. Can they squirt water out of it?
I don't. Well, yes, they can.
There's that.
But can they? You know. Like they do with how their trunk sucks water up into it.
No, they can't. No, that's not.
So
but
I guess it's not completely the same.
They have control of that area in a way that.
So they can whip you. They can pat your ass with it as you walk by. Hey, you know.
I guess so.
Oh, good times.
You like that?
Yeah. Where'd you hear that from?
The fast fact.
Yeah, but is there like a source on it?
No, of course not.
Oh.
What do you need that for?
I just always feel like listen to these fast facts. Like, this is just. Five dudes in a room making things up.
There
no
have been
sores, no nothing.
Are you going to get that for us?
Yeah, let's get
some
video,
of
an elephant doing stuff with his area. That's funny. Are you envious?
Sure.
Be nice if that thing could hold your iPad for you.
I don't need it for that.
Actually, that'd be so convenient.
I've wondered how, I mean, I have some control over it now in my 50s, but I've often wondered how young people ever get control over it in a useful way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you first start using that thing, it's like firing
it's
off
like
all over the place.
It's like a fire hose. What's happening here?
You know what I mean?
You gotta brace yourself.
Jesus.
Oh,
there it is. Oh, that thing's gigantic.
Yeah, this guy. So
where
he's kind of using.
Oh my God, it's a fifth leg.
To prop himself up.
It really does look. It actually even. It's even kind of arched the same way the trunk is.
When his legs get tired, he can just use it as support.
It's a tripod back there. No kidding.
Supposedly, this guy is about to scratch his own belly.
Let's have a look at this.
I'm not sure when it happens.
Scratch his own belly. He's walking along.
I'm doing this a lot here, so I'm not sure.
This guy's not as well endowed as the last one we saw.
Oh,
there he is.
He scratched his tummy.
Oh, my God. It's another arm.
Yeah.
It really is. It's another trunk. He really did just reach up and kind of scratch at his belly with it.
I wonder if they'll get a bunch of extra hits from people who have to see what we were talking about.
Yeah,
because
this is gonna be
really
very popular today.
Need to see it.
Well, I mean, you'll live without it, but take a look.
It scratches his
I suppose
his tummy.
We can't really put that up
no.
at the...
No, yeah, we can't.
It's an animal. It is nature. They don't wear pants.
It is nature. Educational.
There have been 54 different animals in the original brand of animal crackers since 1902. The most recent addition is the koala in 2002.
54?
54 different animals.
Huh. I feel like I've only seen a few of those.
Well, I don't even eat... You eat animal crackers?
Oh, I used to like them as a kid because you got a little purse with it.
Right.
You know, a little paper purse.
Right.
I'm familiar.
It was cute.
Yeah. Animal crackers were... And I like
them.
They
were fun.
I like them in milk. They're not too sweet. They're just like a good... like just a lightly sweetened crackery cookie. It's good. I think I got some when my kids were little. I'm like, oh, these suck now. I don't know if they're different than when I was a kid or I've just grown up and I'm not into animal crackers anymore, but... Excuse me. I like them. Just food, you know. Start gurgling. Can't help
You're
it.
Waking it up.
Yeah. Don't wake the kraken or whatever. Wake the monster.
Here's a koala hugging the tree or something.
Oh,
look how cute it is. Yeah, I recognize. Is that the camel on the right, and then the like a tiger,
the tiger
on the left? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like our text crackers. Number is 800-400-3697. There's a couple of things you guys wrote. Vin, speaking of volatile football players, have you watched the Aaron Hernandez series on Netflix yet? It's super interesting. I haven't.
Yeah.
I've watched it all.
Oh, you watched it all, huh?
Mm-hmm. What'd you think? Funny, he loves the Harry Potter book series. He's asking his wife or his fiance to bring it in.
To the jail.
Correct, yeah.
I watched one, Bryn, that was a 2-hour thing over this past weekend. Mm-hmm. That was on the Reels channel.
Oh.
And it was pretty interesting.
It's intense, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
He seems like a madman because he's like happy in jail, and the way he talks over the phone, it's a trip.
You know? Hmm. Just his whole life was filled with ups and downs as his
manic
attitude. Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Hey.
He was, just the parts of the story that I've heard, he seems like a complete psychopath.
Right.
Right.
Like possibly a serial killer.
Yes.
I will watch it.
He may have been linked to 4 murders.
Right.
But I haven't had time.
Yeah. Well,
and
you're
the guy who had it all, you know?
I'm mowing through the Harry Potter series.
All right.
So him and I do have something in common with him. I'm on Harry Potter 3. Mm.
Chamber of Secrets.
And I'm about 15 minutes in before I went, I'm really tired. I got to go to bed. That was last night.
Well, you needed some sleep.
Is 3 the Prisoner of Azkaban?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Sirius Black has escaped in this one.
Oh, no.
Never pour any food in the disposal, especially cereal. The disposal will grind up anything, but the sewer is not designed for food. Or do you want to be calling a plumber soon? Listen, it was 4 in the morning. I made a mistake. I poured some cereal in there and didn't know it was on. You have to know all bets are off at 4 in the morning. Especially when the whole house has been plasticked.
Yeah. All bets are off in general in your life. I mean, I'm not going to bet. I don't make bets on your life. You always do the thing I didn't think you'd do.
Is that right?
Mm.
Oh. All right.
I should almost just say, what would be like the worst thing you could do in this scenario? What would be the last thing a normal person would choose to do? Oh, let's bet on that. But he's going for that. Nah, you're awesome. I give you crap. You know that.
I don't think you're entirely wrong.
Yeah, you actually have your head downcast. I don't like it. That was way harsher than it should have been. King of bad decisions, Vinny Crackhorn.
Good morning, Alice family. Listening this morning as I am driving to my new life in Texas, where I will actually be able to own a home.
Yeah.
Born and raised in Sonoma and a 20-plus year listener, I just want to thank you for all the laughs, tears, advice, great music.
Well, you act like you're saying goodbye. You do not have to say goodbye.
I will be taking you all with me to Texas.
Yeah.
It's the one thing I'm not leaving behind. Love
Aww.
You guys. Yeah, radio.com. It's an app. Get it. You can listen to us anywhere you go.
So easy. Take us with you. Put us in your pocket. We're there for you when you need us. We're there for you.
Yeah, we were offered money for syndication, but we said, you know what we want to do?
We want to do this for free, just like anybody
a free
take
app,
it.
Man,
sure,
true.
Right. Taking a quick break, and Ron Howard after this.
Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.